From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. In Afghanistan, the Taliban claim to have killed one U.S. serviceman and taken another prisoner. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports that American forces have launched a broad manhunt to the southeast of Kabul.
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Admiral Mike Mullen, said in Kabul today only that the two men had been missing over 48 hours, but he did not explain how they ended up in hostile Logar province.
This is an unusual circumstance, and we will do all we can, everything we can. We've got a large number of forces focused on the return of these two individuals.
Mullen said that he was optimistic about reversing the momentum of the insurgency in Afghanistan this year. In the northeast, the Taliban have taken control of the town of Barghemathal along the Pakistani border, driving out the Afghan police for the second time in 2 months. U.S. Special Forces with Afghan soldiers say they have killed a large number of insurgents in the same vicinity. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Operations to plug BP's leaking oil well in the Gulf of Mexico are up and running again. Crews are rushing to complete work to stop the leak for good before another storm could hold things up. Tropical Storm Bonnie fizzled along the Louisiana coast this weekend, but the height of hurricane season is just around the corner. Retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says this morning a drill rig was reconnecting to the relief tunnel.
DD3 is now running their riser pipe down. They have 67 joints to complete. They've done 39 of those as of about 10:30 Central Daylight Time this morning. Need about 5 more hours to do that. They are planning to latch on to the well around midnight tonight.
A temporary cap has been holding oil back now for 9 days and stayed in place during the storm evacuation. Meanwhile, British media are reporting BP's chief executive Tony Hayward is on his way out and that a formal announcement could come within the next couple days. A nuclear-powered U.S. warship is leading the military exercises off the Korean Peninsula today. The war games involve about 8,000 U.S. and South Korean troops, 20 ships, and 200 aircraft. The BBC's John Sudworth is on board the USS George Washington.
The USS George Washington, one of the world's biggest warships, is now in the Sea of Japan, surrounded by other warships from both the United States and South Korea, visible on all sides. This is a show of strength intended to send a message to North Korea. It appears to be working. The isolated state has responded angrily in its trademark colorful language, denying it had anything to do with the sinking of a South Korean warship back in March and threatening what it calls a retaliatory sacred war.
That's the BBC's John Sudworth reporting from the USS George Washington in the Korean Peninsula. You're listening to NPR News. A bomb at a bus stop in downtown Bangkok has killed at least one person and wounded at least 10 others. It exploded shortly after polls closed in a parliamentary election that pitted a government candidate against a jailed leader of recent mass protests in the Thai capital. Police aren't speculating on whether the bombing was related to Thailand's continued political turbulence. The death toll from a stampede at an outdoor music festival in the western German city of Duisburg rose to 19 today, with several hundred others injured. As NPR's Eric Westervelt reports, one of the organizers of the festival known as the Love Parade says the event will never be held again.
The stampede at the music festival has angered and shocked many Germans. Some are asking why hundreds of thousands of partygoers were funneled through one tunnel underpass to the festival grounds. Overcrowding there sparked a stampede that killed 19 people. The head of one of Germany's main police unions told the newspaper Bild that the union warned more than a year ago that the city of Duisburg was an unacceptable site for the Love Parade, which attracts enormous crowds. For a long time, it was held in Berlin, but in recent years has moved to various cities in a western region of Germany. Today, Rainer Schaller, a main organizer of the festival, told a news conference, "It's over for the Love Parade. The festival was always happy and peaceful," he said, "but would now forever be overshadowed by this year's deadly stampede." Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.
Alberto Contador is cycling's new superstar. The 27-year-old Spaniard won his third Tour de France today in 4 years. He was able to hold off a challenge from his main rival, Andy Schleck. 7-time champion Lance Armstrong finished in 23rd place. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News in Washington.